we now have our first feature. A brilliant new book written by the granddaughter of one of our listeners has recently been published. The listener is Bessie Bremner of Norwich, and here is David Potten to tell us more about The Night of the Flood by Bessie's granddaughter, Zoe Somerville.
It is the perfect mix of fact and fiction, set at a time of real life, death and destruction along the East Anglian coast in 1953. Derek James recommends a brilliant new book. There are those of us who enjoy novels, while others tend to settle down with history books, especially ones which tell of times gone by in Norfolk and Suffolk. The Night of the Flood, by Zoe Somerville, out next week, is one which offers both, and is written with such style and pure passion. Today, Zoe lives in Bath, where she completed a creative writing MA, but she was born and grew up in Norwich. In those days, she was Zoe Bremner, and yes, her father is none other than Bert Bremner, the former teacher, city and county councillor, and so much more. When he stepped down from the city council, leader Alan Waters described him as having a unique personality and that he was a powerhouse of energy. Well, he can certainly be proud of Zoe, who has spent the last 5 years writing this no-holds-barred look at the life and loves of her main character, Verity Frost, in North Norfolk at the time of the terrible 1953 floods. This story has much to offer the reader. It starts in the summer of 1952 and follows the life of young Verity and the people in her life, especially local boy Arthur and American pilot Jack. I had these characters in my head for a long time, and then I thought about the floods and decided to set their story in that era, said Zoe. Being from Norfolk, she knew about that terrible disaster, but hadn't realised just how many lives were lost and the destruction caused as the cruel sea invaded the East Coast. Her local knowledge comes to the fore as the characters emerge. They don't live in made-up places. This is 1950s Norfolk, the city, the towns and villages and the countryside. Zoe, now in her early 40s, went to CNS before heading off to Sheffield University. I always wanted to teach and travel, so I went off to work in Japan, teaching English, she said. She also worked in France and returned to teaching in London before heading off to work in America for a couple of years. Married to Will, Zoe is now in her early 40s and they have two children, Alex and Jesse. This is her first book, but it will not be her last. She has so much talent and a wonderful way with words. I must thank my family, especially my dad, for a book-filled childhood, and my sister, Sophie, for driving me around Norfolk research, and my amazing grandmother, Bessie, for all her love, says Zoe. Now, the thing is, when writing about a novel, you don't want to give the game away about the characters we get to know so well. Or do we? Or are all about? This is a work of fiction inspired by tragic, real-life events. Life, death and a dashing American airman. Just what was that charismatic Jack really up to? The story starts with Verity Frost stranded on her family farm on the Norfolk coast. She is caught between two worlds, the devotion of her childhood friend Arthur just back from national service, and a new desire for a new life in another place. In walks Jack, and Verity sees glamour and excitement, but as you can imagine, Arthur is not impressed. He sees deception. As the story develops, we get to know the people living in this Norfolk community, but as 1953 starts, the water levels rise to breaking point and a tangled web of secrets, lies and passion brings about a crime which will change all their lives. The floods are at the heart of this passionate and moving love story, which also gives us a rare taste of what life was like in the early 1950s in Norfolk and how the sea killed and destroyed on a terrifying scale. Writing a book interweaving fiction with disasters in living memory is not easy and has to be written with the utmost respect. Zoe has done just that. The Night of the Flood by Zoe Somerville is published by Head of Zeus at £18.99 and is in the shops now, or you can click www.headofzeus.com.
Thank you, David.